Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
WPGW also broadcast the girls' tournament game against Lima Central Catholic earlier tonight and had to wait until that game was finished to join the broadcast of this game. We now join Rob Weaver in the second quarter.
Good by Fort Recovery's Clayton Pearson. Ball's fought for and it goes out of bounds. It'll be given to the Black Knights of Van Buren. Once again, I'm Rob Weaver here, doing a solo tonight here at the basketball game. Once again, Fort Recovery leading 15-13, Van Buren with the basketball. Back outside it goes to Van Buren, over on the right, down low now. Back on the right wing to Michael Kramer. Kramer will pass inside, shots up and good. Sage Warren hits a basket to give him 5 points on the night. And it's now tied at 15-15. Again, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Welcome to the broadcast, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver. Danny Bracey, our studio producer. Congratulations to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians on their sectional championship win, winning 38-34 over Lima Central Catholic. The Lady Thunderbirds got close there, but Fort Recovery was able to hold them off at the end to win 38-34, win the sectional championship. They'll play Minster in the semifinals in the district tournament next week. 15-15 score here at University of Findlay. Fort Recovery playing the Van Buren Black Knights. Here's a shot from the left side. It is no good. Rebound tipped around. They're going to call a foul on Van Buren's on Sage Warren. A reminder, the Fort Recovery Indians wishing Fort Recovery Indians good luck tonight. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna, Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Chrissy Hart and Lori Tin. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. And the Family Dentistry Office and everybody there wishing the Fort Recovery Indians the best of luck in tonight's game with the Van Buren Black Knights. Over on the left side it goes. Fort Recovery has the basketball. Inside, Gavin Toby puts it up. No good. Missed it. Rebound comes down to Van Buren, to Sage Warren. Down come the Knights. It's up and no good. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. And it's going to be tipped out of bounds by Brady Rader of Van Buren. So Fort Recovery will have the basketball back. Again, we're at the University of Findlay at Findlay, Ohio. Tonight's game here, a special game at the University of Findlay Croy Center between Van Buren, coached by Fort Recovery graduate native Tyler Niekamp, and the Fort Recovery Indians, coached by Mike Bayshore. Tie game right now, 15-15 here in the second quarter. Right side to Derek Judy. Judy dribbling the basketball. Comes down, stops, fires it up. It's blocked by Van Buren, by Aaron Clark. And rebound comes to the Black Knights. Tie score, 15-15. Van Buren with the ball. Here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Inside shots up, no good. Rebound comes down. Back outside it goes. There's a three-point shot. It's in and out, no good. And a foul is going to be called, I think, on Peyton Judy of Fort Recovery. Missing that three was Michael Kramer. So far, here's what's happened in the scoring. Blaine Toby leads Fort Recovery with 5 points. 4 points for Peyton Judy. Two apiece for Grant Kanapke, Derek Judy, and Clay Smiths. The Black Knights are being led by Sage Warren with 5 and 4 apiece for Michael Kramer and Brady Rader. 2 points for Carson Goble. Tie score of 15-15. That was Peyton Judy's first personal foul. Right side, three-point shot is off the mark, no good by Van Buren. Rebound Van Buren inside, and they're going to call a foul on Clay Smiths. They say he fouled Nick McCracken from behind as McCracken got the rebound of the missed shot there and tried to go back up with it. Pretty nice block by Clay Smiths, but they called him for the personal foul. Check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Built tough with poultry growers in mind. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Free throw is no good. One more. This would give the Black Knights the lead. 4:12 to go here in the second quarter at the University of Findlay. That one's no good also. Chased down the rebound by Derek Judy of Fort Recovery. The football pass goes down to Grant Kanapke on the right side. Thinks about shooting and decides against it. Passing to Gavin Toby. Gavin in the lane has the ball knocked away from him, and out of bounds it goes. Last touch by Van Buren. By the Black Knights, Nick McCracken. New Holland Tractors from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery offer increased power and fuel efficiency with leading-edge technology. New Holland Tractors from K&L Tractor Sales and Service. There's a drive to the hoop up no good by Derek Judy. He is fouled in the act of shooting. Going to call that personal foul on Carson Goebel, which is his first foul of the evening. Derek Judy will toss it in underneath the hoop. Fort Recovery and Van Buren tied here 15-15. And inbounds pass is knocked out of bounds by Van Buren real quickly. So Derek Judy will take two here. Judy looking for a teammate. Passing over to Peyton Judy. Shot is knocked out of his hands. Peyton thought he might have been fouled. No call. Van Buren with the basketball. Michael Kramer on the left. He'll pass down low. It gets loose. Picked up by Fort Recovery's Gavin Toby. And they're going to call Gavin for dragging his pivot foot. And traveling call on Gavin Toby. Again, Fort Recovery wins the girls game tonight. 38-34. So they move on to the district semifinals at Wapakoneta to take on Minster in their next game. Inside, there's a foul called on Gavin Toby. As there was a nice head fake there by Connor Ulrich of the Black Knights, and he draws the foul. 3:30 remaining here at the home of the Oilers, the home of the University of Findlay Oilers, Croy Center in Findlay, Ohio. Free throws up and good by Connor Ulrich, and that's the first free throw I believe they've had tonight. No, they had a couple of others earlier, I guess, as I recall. But that's the first one that they've made. Here's one more. It's up, and it is no good this time. Rebound comes down to Blaine Toby of Fort Recovery. Both Blaine and Gavin Toby have played tonight. Right now, Blaine in the lineup. Grant Kanapke back out front. On the right side it goes to Clayton Pearson. Passes into Blaine Toby, and a foul is going to be called on the Black Knights on Brady Rader. His first personal foul. Van Buren leads by one. That free throw they hit a moment ago gave them the lead at 16-15. Indians have not scored in quite some time here. They led at the end of the first quarter, Fort Recovery 11 and Van Buren 9. Right now, the Indians down by one, 16-15 in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Here's Blaine Toby in the lane. He puts it up and in. Nice shot by Blaine Toby. That gives Blaine 7 points on the night, leading the Indians in scoring so far. 3 minutes to go in the first half. Right side it goes for the Black Knights. Back out top with the ball. There is Connor Ulrich going against Clayton Pearson. Oh, he travels. And yes, they call it. We'll have a conversation with Mike Bayshore at halftime, so stay tuned for that. Here comes Clay Smith in the lineup for the Indians, and departing will be Clayton Pearson. Again, Noah Leonard's not with the team tonight. He's undergoing some medical tests, so he is not here this evening. Hopefully he'll be back and ready to go for the Waynesfield-Goshen sectional game coming up on Tuesday. Underneath to Peyton Judy, feeds to Blaine Toby. Toby goes to Grant Kanapke, puts it up and missed it. Rebound comes to Van Buren. Van Buren brings it down very quickly. On the left side it goes. Turnaround shot is off the rim, no good. Missed there by Nick McCracken. Indians get the rebound. 2:20 remaining here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. See the Artsway Portable Grinder Mixers, the feed industry's gold standard from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Three-point shot by Peyton Judy, one of the few he's taken tonight. It's no good off the rim. Rebound comes to Van Buren. Indians leading by one, 17-16. Right side it goes in the corner for Van Buren. Back out top with the ball there is Connor Ulrich. He'll pass over on the left. In the lane, shots fired up. Off the rim, no good. Rebound comes to Clay Smith. Indians with the basketball. Out front, Derek Judy with the ball. Indians going to set the offense up here. Judy will pass to Peyton Judy. Peyton now holds the ball out between the circles. Now he drives to the right side, lost the handle on the dribble, turns, fires, and hits. But they're going to call him for traveling before the basket went in. Peyton Judy goes out. Blaine Toby goes out. Clay Smith goes out. Gavin Toby comes back in. Clayton Pearson comes back in. And also in the lineup for the Indians now is Regan Martin. Regan, his first time in tonight. Again, the Fort Recovery Lady Indians winning tonight, 38-34, thanks to Jeff Overholzer and Justin Mangold for a great job in doing that game for us. Shot in the lane is no good. Rebound Fort Recovery. And Clayton Pearson with the ball. Over it goes to Derek Judy. Back to Clayton Pearson on the left side. He'll hold the basketball with 54 seconds. Will the Indians go for one shot here? They're leading 17-16. A similar score to the game we had last night between Jay County and Belmont when it was tied at 17-17 at the half. Almost that here now. 17-16, Indians up by one. Regan Martin out front with the basketball. Regan, a very promising sophomore. On the right side, it goes to Derek Judy. Dribbling the basketball. Out at the angle. 19 seconds remaining. Derek Judy now starts to go inside. He'll feed on the left to Gavin Toby. Three-point shot. Yes! Gavin Toby hits a three to make it 20-16. Derek Judy trying to steal the ball. There's a foul on Derek Judy. And it'll just be out of bounds. Well, let's see. No, it's going to be 1-1. Foul on Derek Judy with 0.4 seconds left to go in the half. Doggone it. It's Derek's first foul of the night. And going to the free throw line will be Connor Ulrich. He's missed two there earlier. He'll try again. And this one's up and good this time. That's his second point of the evening. One more for Connor Ulrich of Van Buren. 20-17 the score. Indians on top. This is also good. 20-18. Lead is two, and Fort Recovery will not have a chance to get the shot off. Wow. Derek Judy gunned that basketball down to the goal and banged it off the shot clock for the college games that are played here. Of course, we're not using that tonight. So the first half comes to a close. Fort Recovery 20. And the Van Buren Black Knights 18. Welcome to the broadcast, everybody, from the University of Findlay. The Croy Center here at the University of Findlay. I'm Rob Weaver. We'll be back in a moment here on J Country 101, 100.9 on your FM dial.
Joe was looking out the window when he said with excitement, "I just saw a snowflake." Everyone else is not that excited. Snow meant shoveling in cold weather. But Joe was a grain farmer, and snow meant winter. Winter meant spring was closer. Spring meant corn planting. Corn planting meant harvest, and corn harvest meant more profit opportunities at Cooper Farms. So grain farmers, the next time you see snow or Joe, think corn. Think corn, think Cooper Farms, and be happy. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The Cellular Connection, Jay County's Verizon retailer, will be giving away free backpacks to students in kindergarten through grade 6 this Saturday.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here once again at the Croy Center at the University of Findlay. I am Rob Weaver. Fort Recovery leads 20-18 at the halftime of this boys' game. Again, the Fort Recovery girls won the sectional championship tonight, beating LCC 38-34. LCC hung in there, but Lady Indians led pretty much all the way, leading 14-3 at the first quarter, leading 20-11 at halftime, leading 26-18 after three. And again, they never did give up the lead, although the final margin, I think, is as close as LCC got all night. 38-34, the final. Fort Recovery wins. And Fort Recovery will now go on to play Minster in the district semifinals at Wapakoneta next week. A game we'll be carrying for you here on the radio. Thanks again to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our very fine second quarter scoreboard sponsor. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, located on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. For outstanding service for your farm equipment, depend on K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Too bad the fans had to split their allegiance up tonight, but that's the way it worked out. Many Fort Recovery fans over at Coldwater supporting the Lady Indians, and we've got really a pretty nice crowd here tonight at the University of Findlay. Earlier tonight, we had a chance to talk with Mike Bayshore, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, and here are some of his comments in that interview. Back at the University of Findlay, we have Mike Bayshore with us, head basketball coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. First of all, Mike, hey, congratulations. Great win last Friday.
Yeah, it didn't look pretty at times, but we fought back a couple times from being down double digits, came back to win. So we executed well down the stretch in the fourth quarter, and we were able to get a nice league win for ourselves.
Those kind of wins are really, to me, the greatest, because, you know, things don't look so good and you're down most of the game and come back and Grant Kanapke hits the three to win the game at the end.
Yeah, and that was big for Grant, too. You know, he'd been kind of going through a little bit of a lull, and for him to have, you know, he got 13 and then hit the big shot at the end to win it, and to see the smile on his face afterwards, it was a really good moment for not only Grant but for the whole team as well.
Your team okay tonight? All well?
The Leonard's boys had some issues with some blurred vision and stuff, so he's had some test run. He's not with us tonight, but other than that, we're fine. We hope that he'll be back next week, we're assuming. So just with some headaches and stuff, didn't feel it was okay for him to make the long bus ride and sit up here for 4 hours and make a long bus ride back home.
Well, we certainly hope he's ready to go for sectional next week. That's for sure. Well, kind of a nice experience here, University of Findlay.
Yeah, we came up here for camp in the summer, and it was nice to be able to get this game here on this floor, kind of a tournament atmosphere a little bit to get us ready for next week.
So you have had an opportunity to play then on this floor prior to tonight.
Yeah, we were up here this summer, so it's nice to get back up here. The staff up here is really nice. We've had some kids from our school play here, obviously the colleague boys, and Tyler down here from Van Buren played here as well. So it's just a nice atmosphere against a really good opponent in Van Buren, who won their league last night. So this will be a good pre-tournament test for us.
Speaking of the tournament, Waynesfield Goshen is first up. Tell us about those guys.
You know, I've had my guys out scouting them for the last week or so, but, you know, they're going to battle. Their record's not very good, but, you know, anything can happen coming to the tournament, especially if you don't take them very seriously. But we like that matchup for us. We think we're bigger and more athletic than them. And then hopefully we get by that one and we move on to Minster next Friday night.
Okay, and let's hope we have the opportunity and maybe can avenge a regular season loss there.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the plan. It's a loaded sectional, so we were going to face somebody tough no matter who it is. So we're going to take our chances. Hopefully we got to win the first one first to get to the second one. So,
hey, Mike, thanks for the time. Best of luck.
No problem. Thank you.
Mike Bayshore, head basketball coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Once again, it's halftime here. Fort Recovery with a 20-18 lead over the, once again, Van Buren Black Knights. I'm Rob Weaver with you. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more in a moment right after we pause for this.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Joe was looking out the window when he said with excitement, "I just saw a snowflake." Everyone else was not that excited. Snow meant shoveling and cold weather. But Joe was a grain farmer, and snow meant winter. Winter meant spring was closer. Spring meant corn planting. Corn planting meant harvest, and corn harvest meant more profit opportunities at Cooper Farms. So grain farmers, the next time you see snow or Joe, think corn. Think corn, think Cooper Farms, and be happy. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $5 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, LDL, to help you evaluate your risk of heart disease. Registration is required, so pre-register at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Once again, you're listening to WPGW-FM 100.9 on your FM dial. I'm Rob Weaver. Danny Bracey's our studio producer back in Portland. Again, congratulations to the Lady Indians winning the sectional championship tonight over Lima Central Catholic by a final score of 38-34. Way to go, Lady Indians. Congratulations and good luck against a tough Minster Lady Wildcats coming up in the district next week. 20-18, Fort Recovery leading here at halftime. Fort Recovery's top scorer, Blaine Toby, with 7 points. He had 3 two-point goals and a free throw. 4 points for Peyton Judy on 2 two-point goals. 2 points apiece for Grant Kanapke, Derek Judy, and Clay Smith. For Van Buren, they are being led in scoring here this evening by Sage Warren with 5 points, 4 points for Michael Kramer. 3 points for Connor Ulrich, 4 points for Brady Rader, and 2 for Carson Goble. Fort Recovery has the ball to start the third quarter, brought to you by Cooper Farms. Right side to Clay Smits. Clay will dribble the ball, turns, fires, and misses, but he is fouled in the act of shooting. Going to call the foul on Brady Rader. Clay Smits is also only a sophomore for the Fort Recovery Indians. He is a big dude at 6'2", and he's a pretty strong young man. Here's the free throw up, and it is in and out, no good. Again, we'll have the Fort Recovery boys game with Waynesfield Goshen on the radio on Tuesday. That'll be at 8 o'clock start time at 100.9 on the FM dial. This was no good also, so the score remains 20-18. And here comes Van Buren down. It's up and in. drive to the hoop, and putting it up and in was Carson Goble. Makes it 20-20. We're all tied up here in the Cooper Farms third quarter of play. Out front with the ball is Clayton Pearson. He'll pass on the right to Grant Konapke. Konapke, three-point land. Feeds over to Blaine Toby at the free throw line. Back to Konapke. Fires a three, and he got it! Grant Konapke on the three. Gives him 5 points on the night. And the Indians have a three-point lead at 23-20 over Tyler Niekamp's Van Buren Black Knights. Back out top it goes to Brady Rader on the left. In the lane now, turnaround shot up and in by Carson Goble. That gives him 6 on the evening, and that makes it 23-22. Indians still leading by 1. Peyton Judy will walk it up across the timeline. Over to Grant Konapke. I think Peyton had 20 points the other night in the New Bremen win on Friday. Here's Grant Konapke, 3-point shot doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Van Buren, to Carson Goble. And it's intercepted by Grant Konapke. Konapke comes racing down, goes to the hole, puts it up, missed it. Rebound comes to Van Buren. Getting the board there was Michael Kramer. Top of the key, right side it goes. Inside now, shots up and good by Brady Rader of Van Buren, making it 24-23. Van Buren gets the lead back. Fort Recovery has led most of the way, but Van Buren's led a couple of times. Now they lead 24-23. Clayton Pearson out top of the key. He'll feed on the right side to Peyton Judy. Judy tries to go down low to Clay Smith, and the ball's knocked out of bounds by Brady Rader. You know, Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Once again, our very fine third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Gavin Toby on the left side to Clayton Pearson. Back out to Clay Smits. Grant Konapke on the right. Grant goes inside to Clay Smits, and a foul is going to be called on the Van Buren Black Knights. They're going to whistle that on Brady Rader. Fort Recovery at 10-10 on the year, and Van Buren is 14-6 on the season as far as their record goes. Indians trying to complete a winning season by winning here tonight. Inside to Clay Smits, turns it up, no good. Rebound back up, no good, and a foul's going to be called on Van Buren as Blaine Toby draws the foul. He was fouled by Aaron Clark. Blaine Toby goes to the line with 2 shots. Here's the free throw. It's no good. Blaine will have one more free throw coming here. And this one is good. That ties the game at 24-24, so Blaine Toby gets 1 of 2. Van Buren with the ball, tipped out of bounds, and actually just lost out of bounds by Van Buren's Carson Goble. So the Indians will have the ball back here in the Cooper Farms third quarter with the score tied 24-24. Derek Judy will bring it down across the timeline. We have both Judys in there, Derek and Peyton. Derek on the left side. He'll pass top of the key to Clay Smits. Smits right side to Grant Konapke. Grant got the game-winning shot last Friday against New Bremen on a three-point basket as the gun expired, as the time expired. Ball's knocked out of bounds by Van Buren. Fort Recovery will get it back here. There's Derek Judy with the basketball. He'll walk across the timeline. 4:53 remaining here in the third quarter. Clay Smits in the lane, spins, stops, fakes, goes back up. Got it! Nice move by Clay Smits. Gives him 4 points on the night. Here's a pass down underneath. They lost it. Not being able to grab it was Nick McCracken. Otherwise, he would have probably had an easy basket. So break there for the Indians. Van Buren loses the ball out of bounds on the turnover. And Fort Recovery will bring it up. Derek Judy walks across the timeline in the Cooper Farms third quarter here. Don't forget, if you want to sell your corn to Cooper Farms, call them at their toll-free number, 800-637-7161. 800-637-7161. Here's Blaine Toby missing a rebound basket. And Van Buren got the rebound. Down they come, and they lost it. Nope, they were able to keep possession of it. Nope, taken away by Clay Smits. Clay is double-teamed, and timeout's called by Fort Recovery to save possession of the basketball. 26-24, Fort Recovery with a two-point lead. We'll be back in just a moment.
Joe was looking out the window when he said with excitement, "I just saw a snowflake." Everyone else is not that excited. Snow meant shoveling and cold weather. But Joe was a grain farmer, and snow meant winter. Winter meant spring was closer. Spring meant corn planting. Joe was looking out the window when he said with excitement, "I just saw a snowflake." Everyone else is not that excited. Snow meant shoveling and cold weather. But Joe was a grain farmer, and snow meant winter. Winter meant spring was closer. Spring meant corn planting. Corn planting meant harvest, and corn harvest meant more profit opportunities at Cooper Farms. So grain farmers, the next time you see snow or Joe, think corn. Think corn, think Cooper Farms, and be happy. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All righty, back here at University of Findlay, taking on Van Buren tonight. Fort Recovery and Van Buren. Fort Recovery with the ball after the timeout. Peyton Judy on the left side. Fort Recovery still leading 26-24 with 3:40 to go in the third period. Wayne Toby with the ball back on the right side to Derek Judy. Inside, it goes up no good by Blaine Toby as he got a pass from Clay Smits, and Blaine had the ball blocked, so Van Buren comes away with the basketball. Black Knights trying to tie the score here. Right side it goes, down in the corner. With the ball there is Nick McCracken. Working against Derek Judy, comes in, and there's going to be a foul called on Derek Judy. Once again, you're listening to WPGW-FM, 100.9 on your FM dial. We have the Pacer basketball game going on the other side. There's a loose ball, and it's going to be foul called on Fort Recovery. So foul called on the Indians. Van Buren will put it back in play. 3:06 to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Once again, congratulations to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians tonight, winning the sectional championship 38-34 over the Lima Central Catholic Lady Thunderbirds. Here's a pass on the left side to Van Buren. With the ball there was Connor Ulrich. He'll hand off. Now on the right it goes to Michael Kramer. Kramer fires it up, misses, short. Rebound Blaine Toby. Blaine's got quite a few minutes in the game tonight. Here's Derek Judy with the ball. Drives down, stops, looks. Passes back to Grant Kanapke for the Indians. And he lost the ball. Oh, picked up there by Derek Judy. Saves the day. Derek drives to the hoop. Passes back to Blaine Toby. Free throw line jumper will not go. Rebound comes down to Peyton Judy. Peyton looks for the three. Decides not to take it. Back outside it goes to Gavin Toby. 2:08 remaining here in the third quarter of play in the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Underneath, Blaine Toby stops, fires. Oh, no good, but he's fouled. He'll be at the free throw line with two shots. Cooper Farms offering complete programming for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. So Blaine Toby at the line, he puts the first one up and he got it. Way to go, Blaine. That gives Blaine a total of 9 points this evening. He's actually leading the Indians in scoring. He'll have one more. This one's up and it's also good. So 2 for 2 for Blaine Toby there. 10 points now for Blaine Toby. It's 28-24, Indians by four. Underneath, back outside. Van Buren with the ball. Here's a shot from the left, wide open. No good. Rebound comes back down to Van Buren. Scooping it up and getting the shot to go down was Nick McCracken, his first basket of the evening. And he's the one who missed the shot originally and then got his own rebound. Here's Derek Jeudy going to the hole and banks it off the glass and in. Derek Jeudy now with 4 points. The Indians lead by 30-26. Back outside with the basketball over on the left. Out top, right side now. Shot fired up, no good. Rebound comes down to Peyton Jeudy. Peyton will bring it down across the timeline. Here at the home of the Oilers, University of Findlay, the Croy Center. Derek Jeudy lost the ball as he put a spin move on, and I think they're going to call a jump ball. Nope, Fort Recovery is going to call timeout. They're going to say the Indians had possession. Timeout Indians, the Van Buren fans, not happy about that call. We'll be back in a moment.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Rob Weaver back here at the University of Findlay. Fort Recovery battling Van Buren in their last regular season game of the year, trying to nail down a winning season with a victory tonight, which would give them a record of 11-10 heading into sectional play against Waynesville Goshen on Tuesday. That game is an 8 o'clock start time on Tuesday. We'll have it right here on the radio on Tuesday for you. Derek Jeudy throws it in to Clayton Pearson, to Grant Kanapke on the left, back out top to Gavin Toby. Gavin goes right side to Derek Jeudy. Jeudy dribbling the ball. Feeds to Clayton Pearson. Now there's Regan Martin, who's also in the game now. Right side to Clayton Pearson. Outside to Regan Martin. He'll whip the pass over to Derek Jeudy on the left. Jeudy dribbles back out top. Goes left, goes right. Feeds back out to Clayton Pearson. Now to Regan Martin. Top of the key to Gavin Toby. On the left it goes to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke dribbles to the free throw line and threw it away. Tried to pass to Derek Jeudy. It's stolen. And down comes Van Buren. No good, but a foul is going to be called on Clayton Pearson as making the steal and then drawing the personal foul was Van Buren's Carson Goebel. So Goebel will be at the free throw line with two free throws coming here. That was the first personal foul on Clayton Pearson. The free throw is up and good. That is the fifth free throw of the night for Van Buren. I think they have taken a total of 9 free throw attempts. This one's up and good again. That was their 9th attempt, so they are now a total of 5 good free throws out of 9 attempts on the night for Van Buren. Derek Jeudy with the basketball, 13 seconds remaining here in this third quarter of play. And here's a drive to the hoop. It's up and good by Derek Jeudy. Way to go, Derek. That gives him a total of 6 points on the night. A long shot at the buzzer, which would have counted for the Van Buren Black Knights, but it does not go in. So the score at the end of 3, it's Fort Recovery leading Van Buren here by a score of 38. Let me correct myself, 32-28. 32-28, again, the score. We'll be back with more in a moment here at University of Findlay. Fort Recovery on top by 4. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. It's Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery.
Joe was looking out the window when he said with excitement, "I just saw a snowflake." Everyone else was not that excited. Snow meant shoveling and cold weather. But Joe was a grain farmer, and snow meant winter. Winter meant spring was closer. Spring meant corn planting. Corn planting meant harvest, and corn harvest meant more profit opportunities at Cooper Farms. So grain farmers, the next time you see snow or Joe, think corn. Think corn, think Cooper Farms, and be happy. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight, your friends at Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Here's a shot from the outside by Van Buren to start the quarter. No good, and it's tipped out of bounds by Van Buren. Knocked out of bounds there by Michael Kramer, so the Indians get the basketball. Derek Judy will bring the basketball up the court here in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. Judy to the right side, feeds back out to Gavin Toby. Gavin dribbling the basketball at the free throw line. Looks for a teammate. Tries to pass to Derek Judy, who was cutting behind the defense, but it's picked off by Van Buren. The Black Knights have the basketball. At top of the key, back on the right side it goes. Now to Raider. Now over to Connor Ulrich. Ulrich dribbling the basketball back outside. Sage Warren has the ball now. He'll pass back out top to Carson Goble. Van Buren Black Knights with the ball. They trail 32-28. Here's a shot up and good. Three-point basket by Sage Warren. And that cuts the lead to just 1 point, 32-31. That's the second three for Sage Warren tonight. Derek Judy is going to be called for traveling, and that will give the ball back to the Van Buren Black Knights. Hope you folks are enjoying our doubleheader tonight. Fort Recovery girls basketball winning the sectional 38-34 over Lima Central Catholic. And the boys playing here at the University of Findlay against the Black Knights of Van Buren. Inside, it's loose, picked up by Van Buren. Outside three-point shot is no good. Rebound Van Buren back up and good, and a foul's on Fort Recovery. As getting the rebound basket was Sage Warren, giving him a total now of 10 points on the night. As he grabbed the rebound of the missed shot by Connor Ulrich. And there's a foul has been called on Fort Recovery on Peyton Judy. And that is number three. Correction. Number two on Peyton Judy. Actually, they call that on Grant Kanapke. Correction, they call that on Grant Kanapke. Number two on Grant Kanapke. Free throw is up and good by Sage Warren, giving him 11 points on the night now. And here's an interception by Van Buren. They lead 34-32, and now they lead 36-32. As scoring on the play on the drive inside was Connor Ulrich. Here's an outside three-point shot by Regan Martin. No good. And it's off the fingertips of Clay Smits out of bounds, and Van Buren will have the basketball. Van Buren with the ball now. They're leading 36-32. That should have been a foul on Van Buren, but they call a jump ball. Oh, my. It does go to Fort Recovery, though. Don't forget, for quality building materials, including those Anderson energy-saving windows and doors, it's, of course, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Peyton Judy coming back in the game after a short breather, and Regan Martin will go out. So the Indians have Derek Judy, Clay Smits, Peyton Judy, Grant Kanapke, and Blaine Toby in the lineup at the moment. Indians trail by four, 36-32. Inside pass to Grant Kanapke. He turns, he fires, he scores. Nice basket by Grant Kanapke, shooting over the top of the Black Knights. 36-34. There's a three-point shot by Van Buren. No good. Out of bounds it goes. It'll be given to... They say it went off of Clay Smits, I guess. So it goes to Van Buren. Fort Recovery Lumber, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor, 36-34. Inside, it's up and good by Raider. Brady Raider scoring. Timeout Fort Recovery as Van Buren takes a 38-34 lead with 5:23 left to go here in the game. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $5 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, LDL, to help you evaluate your risk of heart disease. Registration is required, so pre-register at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at University of Findlay, home of the Oilers. In Findlay, Ohio, I'm Rob Weaver, Fort Recovery, playing Van Buren here in high school basketball tonight. Clay Smits with the ball, Indians trailing by four, and Smits goes to the hole and lays it in. Nice move by Clay Smits, the sophomore. Way to go, Clay. And now there's a foul called on Van Buren after Fort Recovery stole the basketball back. Going to call the personal foul on Brady Rader. That is his fourth foul. He'll have to go out of the game. And coming in for him is Aaron Clark. Here's Derek Judy putting the ball in play for the Indians. Uh-oh. Well, he lobbed, got away with a lob and into Clay Smits, and he's fouled. He'll be at the line for two. That was not a good pass by Derek Judy, but we got away with it. Fortunately, the defender on Clay Smits had his back turned to the ball. He didn't see that he had an opportunity to make the steal. And Clay Smits was able to retain possession of the ball, and then he got fouled. And the free throw is good. Clay Smits makes it now 38-37. This would tie the game. Come on, Clay. It's up there. It's good. 38-38, we're all tied up. 5:03 to go here in the basketball game. Fourth quarter brought to you by Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Underneath, that's loose, picked up by Peyton Judy as it went through the fingertips there of the Black Knights, Sage Warren. Judy with the ball, over to Clay Smits. On the left to Derek Judy. Judy dribbles back out top to Blaine Toby. Right side to Grant Kanapke, three-pointer. Oh, it doesn't go. Rebound chased down by Van Buren. Getting the board there for the Black Knights was Aaron Clark. Here comes, and there's a tip ball out of bounds ball off of Grant Kanapke, so Van Buren will have the basketball on the far sideline. Don't forget, Fort Recovery Lumber offers design services. If you have an idea about a project you want to build, they'll design that project for you. And once you're satisfied with the design, they'll provide you with the quality building materials to help you build that project. Fort Recovery Lumber, serving our area for over 100 years. Fort Recovery Lumber, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Inside for the Black Knights, up and in is Connor Ulrich. Gives him a total of 7 points on the evening. Derek Judy with the ball over to Grant Kanapke. Back to Derek Judy. Looks inside, now passes on the left to Grant Kanapke. Snap goes to Clay Smits. Smits works his way inside off the glass and scores. Clay Smits gets another big basket. That makes it now 40-40. We're all tied, and Clay has 10 points tonight. Here's a fallaway shot by Van Buren. No good. A rebound, Peyton Judy. The missed shot by Nick McCracken. And the Indians have the basketball and a chance to take the lead here in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. Uh-oh, ball's tipped away by Van Buren. We got a jump ball. And it's going to go to Van Buren on the alternating possession. Tough break there for the Indians. And so tossing the ball in will be Connor Ulrich. Down to 3.5 minutes to go in this game here at the University of Findlay. Michael Kramer with the basketball. Connor Ulrich with it. Still around the perimeter. Rader with it. He'll pass on the outside. Three-point shot's no good. Peyton Judy got the rebound of the missed shot by Michael Kramer. And the Indians will bring it up. Derek Judy once again works up across the timeline, being hawked there by Carson Goebel. Judy dribbling the ball. Be careful, Derek. He'll pass on the left to Blaine Toby. And Indians want a timeout. Timeout, Fort Recovery. Tied up 40-40. With 2:58 to go in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter scoreboard.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 Series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter, too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Okay, action back in here in the Fort Recovery Lumber fourth quarter. Fort Recovery with the ball. Game is tied at 40-40. Derek Judy with the basketball. He'll pass on the left to Clay Smits. Clay goes down low to Peyton Judy. He'll stop. He'll pop. And, oh, it rolls off of there. And now a foul's called on Blaine Toby of Fort Recovery. And it will be out of bounds to the Van Buren Black Knights. Again, Van Buren's coach, Tyler Niekamp, Fort Recovery High School graduate. Tyler had one of the great games in Fort Recovery scoring history when he was in school a few years ago in the 50s. Here's an inside shot up and good, but they're going to call an offensive foul. Take the basket away. Oh, my. Connor Ulrich called for an offensive foul. He thought he had made a great move. I'm not sure that he didn't. But anyway, Indians get a break there maybe. And so, Fort Recovery will have the basketball back. Peyton Judy brings it up across the timeline. Tie score 40-40. Derek Judy with the ball. Right side to Grant Konapke. Grant dribbling, passing to Blaine Toby. Back to Grant Konapke. He'll go inside to Clay Smits. Back out to Konapke. Fakes the shot. Goes to the free throw line. Steps back. Doesn't shoot. Over to Blaine Toby. Now to Derek Judy. A minute 54 to go in this game. It's tied 40-40. Here's a drive to the hoop up by Derek Judy. What a great shot on the left side by Derek. And that gives the Indians a lead at 42-40. Wow. That's a three-star win there. Way to go, Derek. Here is a foul called on Fort Recovery. Non-shooting foul to be out of bounds. Fort Recovery leading 42-40 here in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. Here comes the inbounds pass for Van Buren, and they beat us on the inbounds pass, as getting the pass was Brady Rader. It gives him a total of 10 points on the night now, and it's 42-42. Derek Judy on the left to Clay Smits out front. Right side to Grant Konapke. He'll drive in. He is fouled. He'll be at the free throw line. He is not only fouled, he's hammered. So Derek Judy will go to the line with two shots, possibly to give the lead back to the Indians as it's 42-42. Here in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter, again for quality building materials, including those Anderson energy-saving windows and doors, it's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's up and no good. Ouch. Hey, if your heating bill was sky high that you just got in the mail, maybe it's time to switch to Anderson Windows and Doors and save some energy from Fort Recovery Lumber. This one's no good again. It rolls out. Game is still tied at 42-42. A minute 10 to go. Van Buren with the basketball. What will they elect to do? Doesn't look like they're going to try to hold. Inside, and the ball's tipped by Peyton Judy. It bounced off of Derek Judy, and Van Buren got it back. Now they lost the ball off their foot, and timeout's called by Tyler Niekamp. 54 seconds to go. We're tied. Fort Recovery 42, Van Buren 42.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Join the Pacasat Gas Club at a Pacasat convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pacasat website, pacasat.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-a-sack, there's one near you.
Mike Lee, former Minster basketball coach, is one of the assistant coaches with Tyler Niekamp and Van Buren. Van Buren with the ball back. 50 seconds to go. Back out front. Here's a three-point shot. It's good. Actually, it was a two. Two-point basket by Michael Kramer, giving him 6 points now. And that makes a score 44-42. Indians are down by two. We need a basket. 30 seconds left to go. Come on, Fort Recovery. Peyton Judy on a three. Short, no good. Rebound knocked away. Van Buren comes down with the rebound. And here comes the Black Knights. Fort Recovery's going to have to foul. We're down to 17 seconds. There's a layup up and good. A layup for Van Buren by Nick McCracken, making it 46-42. And timeout by Fort Recovery. Indians call timeout with 7 seconds to go. And we're down by four, 46-42. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $5 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, LDL, to help you evaluate your risk of heart disease. Registration is required, so pre-register at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Yeah, Peyton Judy's had a rough night. He had 4 points early, and he has not scored since. I don't think he's scored since the first quarter. 46-42. Indians are down by four. 3 point shot by Derek Judy's no good. Rebound Van Buren. It's over. Van Buren has knocked off the Fort Recovery Indians tonight. 46-42. Fort Recovery falls short of their quest to have a winning year this year. They are now, instead of 11-10 on the year, they are 10-11. And Van Buren goes to 15-6 on the season. Disappointing loss for our Fort Recovery Indians. We'll be back to wrap up the broadcast for you in a moment, right after we pause for this.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Joe was looking out the window when he said with excitement, "I just saw a snowflake." Everyone else is not that excited. Snow meant shoveling and cold weather. But Joe was a grain farmer, and snow meant winter. Winter meant spring was closer. Spring meant corn planting. Corn planting meant harvest, and corn harvest meant more profit opportunities at Cooper Farms. So grain farmers, the next time you see snow or Joe, think corn. Think corn, think Cooper Farms, and be happy. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Join the Pacasat Gas Club at a Pacasat convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pacasat website, Pacasac.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pacasac, there's one near you.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $5 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, LDL, to help you evaluate your risk of heart disease. Registration is required, so pre-register at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Welcome back here to, once again, University of Findlay, the Croy Center, the home of the Oilers, as Fort Recovery has just lost a heartbreaker to Van Buren tonight by a score of 46-42. Indians dropped to 10-11 on the year, and Van Buren improves to 15-6 on the year. Just some stats for Fort Recovery real quickly. I'm off a little bit, but I'll give you what I have. Clay Smits had 10 points. Blaine Toby with 10 points. 8 points for Derek Judy. 7 for Grant Kanapke, and 4 points for Peyton Judy. For the Van Buren Knights, they had nice balanced scoring, picking up a total of 10 points in the games was Brady Rader. Connor Ulrich ended up with a total of 8 points. Also for the Black Knights, Sage Warren ended up with 11. It was Carson Goebel with 8 points, Michael Kramer with 6, and Nick McCracken with 4 points. So Fort Recovery, a tough loss tonight, losing to Van Buren 46-42. In the reserve game, Fort Recovery ended up winning 55-28 to finish their year 18-3 under Tony Overton. Indians were led in scoring in the reserve game by Brian Benn with 15. Ian Homan had 11. 7 points for Ryan Post. Dylan Evers had 6. 5 for Riley Will. 4 points for Kenny Judy. 3 points for Kobe Wendell. And 2 points apiece for Carson Rammel and Derek Lochtefeld. Again, the Indian reserve team, a very fine record of, once again, 18-3 on the season. And the Fort Recovery Lady Indians won their sectional tonight. Fort Recovery beating Lima Central Catholic. Final score of 38 to 34, I should say. That was as close, I think, as LCC was in the second half of play. And Fort Recovery ended up leading 14-3 at the end of the first quarter over LCC. Led 20-11 at halftime. Led 26-18 after three, and the final was 38-34. Fort Recovery wins the sectional championship over Lima Central Catholic at Coldwater. Fort Recovery will advance to the district tournament to take on Minster, tough Minster, in the semifinals at Wapakoneta next week. We'll have that game for you on the radio. Also, the Fort Recovery boys will be in the sectional at Coldwater. They will play Waynesfield Goshen first on Tuesday at 8 o'clock. If they win that game, they'll play on Friday night at 8 o'clock. And we'll have, hopefully, two games for you from Coldwater for Fort Recovery next week here on the radio. That does wrap it up for us this evening. Thanks again to the Indians for the effort they put forth tonight. Fell just a little bit short, doggone it. Fort Recovery losing to Van Buren 46-42. Thanks to our great sponsors you folks heard in the broadcast. We really appreciate their support all season long to help make Fort Recovery basketball possible. And thanks to Danny Bracey, our studio producer, as well. From the University of Findlay, the Croy Center, home of the Oilers, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.